it's time to open the classical thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thrift Shop. We're open every Saturday night here on WSCS at 10 p.m. until midnight. You can also catch us online at classicalwscs.org. And this evening, I'm going to be playing some classical music. That's right, ye old DJ Frederick might have started out playing the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers, but soon I was steeped in classical, and it's been, probably 25 to 30 years, at least 30 years since I've actually listened to a whole lot of classical music. But I think it's time to remedy that. So I'm going to start off today's program with some selections from the Musical Heritage Society record label, which was a record label and a mail order club that I belonged to back in the 1970s and 1980s. And you'd get a catalog every month. And kind of like the Columbia Record Club, they would send you your main selection, or you could say, nope, I don't want that record, I want these records instead, or I don't want to buy any records this month. Now, for classical music lovers, that was a wonderful deal back then, because record stores that carried classical records were few and far between. So it was really wonderful to get mail order records, and they were very reasonably priced, something like $5 or $6 per album. We're going to start today's broadcast with music of Michael Glinka, his Nightingale Variations. Michael Glinka was born in 1804. He lived until 1857, and he was the first Russian composer to gain wide recognition within his own country, and he's often regarded as the father of classical music. His compositions were an important influence on future Russian composers, notably members of the Five, who took Glinka's lead and produced a distinctive Russian style of music. So we're going to hear Thomas Rankiev at the piano on Musical Heritage Society recording Nightingale Variations.
Thank you.
Thomas Reinkiv at the piano, playing the music of Michael Glinka, Nightingale Variations, from a Musical Heritage Society recording released in 1973. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Classical Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. We're now going to hear five harpsichord sonatas written by Scarlatti, with the harpsichord played by Robert Veyron Lacroix, recorded in 1962. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Himalayan mountains climb miles high, forming a towering fence line across Asia. But they also plunge miles deep, buried at the bottom of the Bay of Bengal, off the eastern coast of India. The underwater portion of the Himalayas forms the Bengal Fan, a roughly cone-shaped bed of sediments that extends far into the Indian Ocean. It's about 2,000 miles long, 600 miles wide, and up to 10 miles thick. It's the largest submarine fan in the world. The Himalayas began forming about 40 million to 50 million years ago, when two of the plates that form Earth's crust began smashing together. The boundary region was pushed upward, making the mountains, a process that continues today. As the mountains formed, rains began eroding them away. The bits of rock traveled to the Bay of Bengal through rivers and streams. Once in the bay, they traveled far out to sea through underwater canyons. Researchers have found that the amount of sediments took a major jump about 23 million years ago. That may be when the Indian monsoon season developed. The extra rainfall increased the rate of erosion, so more of the mountains were drained away into the ocean. Today, the Ganges and Brahmaputra rivers dump about a billion tons of Himalayan sediments into the Bay of Bengal every year. All of that sediment isn't necessarily very stable, though. A recent study said that big underwater landslides in the Bengal Fan could cause major tsunamis, ocean disasters triggered by the world's tallest mountains. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Classical Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Right now we're going to hear some music of Vivaldi, a concerto for two mandolins, theorbos, flutes, violins, and salmos. Bonifacio Bianchi and Alessandro Petrelli are the soloists in this 1970 recording, released on the Musical Heritage Society. And it's a real treat because it's not often that you get to hear two theorbos in a composition. The Music of Vivaldi. Solisti Veniti, with Claudio Simoni conducting. That was Vivaldi, Concerto for Two Mandolins, Theraboes, Flutes, Violins, and Salmos. Well, this is DJ Frederick, you're listening to the Classical Thrift Shop. We're going to listen to something a little bit different now. It's not entirely classical music. It is the Baroque Jazz Trio. And this is a tune called Zoma from their BJT LP, featuring Jean-Charles Capron on cello, Philippe Combrel on drums, and Georges Rabol on harpsichord. The Baroque Jazz Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Baroque Jazz Trio with Zoma. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Classical Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Let's cruise on out with some music by Lewis Hardin, Moondog.